our government operates massive surveillance program, unwarranted surveillance in Muslim communities, chilling free speech, making people feel afraid. I mean, a lot of Muslims have come to the United States to get away from regimes where they feel like their freedom of speech is infringed on, where they, some people don't have freedom of religion. We come to the U.S., 22 states with anti-Sharia bills trying to ban us from practicing our faith, mosque oppositions, we're fighting zoning boards across the country. Our kids are hearing this rhetoric. We have people, mosques being vandalized, kids being executed, Islamophobia, leaders on national television saying that, holy wars and these people want to take over America. I mean, it's just, it doesn't, for me, reflect what we do stand for as a country. And these very, the minority in our country who has are the loudest voices are reflecting what we are. And that's not who we are as a country. I'm an American and I'm a Muslim. Should I cut myself in half? What side am I on? I'm born in Brooklyn. I can't take that away. And right. No one can take that away from me. I can't be deported anywhere. So it's just a really hard conversation to have with young people, especially young Muslims who don't know what side they're supposed to be on. I'm on the American side. I'm on the right side. I'm on the side of justice. That's the only sides that I'm on.
And you can't split yourself and have to do that. And you shouldn't have to. And there is a big difference between talking about our values and living them. I think what's happening domestically around issues about bigotry right now is spooky. It's not like it hasn't existed before, but right, the way it's bubbling up right now and being mainstreamed right now, I am spooked by. And thank you for coming in to talk about it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.